Does your dog bark, whine, pee, and destroy things when left alone? Is your home alone training hit and miss? Are you stuck and don't know how to start or how to continue the training? Let's find solutions together. This podcast is a safe space for us to talk about all things separation anxiety without judgment and focus on your dog's well-being. My name is Patricia Grecki and I'm a dog behaviorist and certified separation anxiety trainer. I'm here to help your dog to be relaxed alone in the house without making you lose your freedom. In this episode, we're going to talk a little bit about inconsistency, summer holidays, feeling pressure, applying pressure, and all things separation anxiety. But first, if you like this podcast, please, please, please review it where you're listening to it. This is a great way to reinforce me and motivate me to keep doing the podcast and increase my behavior, maybe do a little bit more often. And I would just appreciate so much if you could do that for me so more people can find a podcast and solve that on separation anxiety behavior. So now let's dive in. I hope you had a great summer holiday, and I want to restart the podcast by talking about breaks and consistency, because most people took some time off this year as the world is going back to the habit of traveling after COVID. And I took a break as well. I needed a break, and I needed a break to visit my family in Brazil as well. So this is why you didn't hear from me for a while. We need to take a break, right? Because we're feeling anxious and maybe we go on a holiday and then we pause the training, we pause work. And when we get there, we end up anxious for not doing all those things. Who never? So I bet loads of people are nodding their heads while hearing this and thinking, oh my God, me too. Oh God, it's such a cycle. But we feel like that because we know that consistency is the key. Consistency is important for training. Training is all about repetitions, right? Dogs learn through repetitions. But it is especially good for dogs with anxiety because it creates routines, it creates cues that are reliable, and knowing what is going to happen is so great for anxious dogs. They do well in this environment where they can predict things that are going to happen. So there is a lot of talk about consistency in training. And this is certainly important for separation anxiety training. So consistency, it speeds up the training. It makes our dogs more relaxed while you're training. And it helps to increase the duration that we're leaving them for. But this is where the pressure comes from, right? It is rooted in the idea that we need to perform in this optimum state at all times. Is it realistic though? No, definitely not. So we will take breaks, right? And they can be awesome as well, especially for dogs that are having a hard time. So we talk so much about consistency that sometimes I feel like we forget to talk about taking breaks. So break can decrease the stress hormones and they can take our dogs out of the stress loop. So what I mean by stress loop is that when your dog is super anxious, even a very easy training can look like, in your dog's eyes, as a difficult training. And this makes them even more on the edge. So this is a cycle that ends up feeding the anxiety rather than desensitizing them. So breaks, they can help, that's for sure. The problem is when the breaks become so often that they are actually the new routine. When maybe we're not in the mood and then we take a break, and then we are having a really busy week and then we take a break. Maybe we have some plans with friends and then we take a break as well. And it's more like a long break with a few training sessions in the middle. This inconsistency doesn't help our anxious dogs because, again, they can't predict what's going to happen and how it's going to happen. and for how long is going to happen. So training looks very confusing for both of you. This is when the training gets very hit and miss, because basically your plan is pretty much hit and miss. So this is the point where the guilt and the pressure kick in, and they are the next main characters in my story. So you will convince yourself that you're a terrible parent and that this is taking too long. So your self-pity isn't the way forward, right? But neither is pressure. This is the point when frustration and the pressure almost suddenly going to be the next step. You're going to think, okay, I'm done with this. I'm going to just increase the duration because I really need to get this done. So you're going to convince yourself you need to do that. Or you're going to put pressure in yourself to do it every day and get even more frustrated because you're not going to be able to do it. Okay, so let's pause here for reflection. Why is it pressure so bad? Why am I even talking about this? If your dog is telling you that he or she can't do more than X amount of time, or if you're not having the results you wanted, or if you're not finding the time to do it, apply the pressure won't change the fact that you and your dog are not being able to do this training. Don't get stuck in this part of the process. This is the part of the process that I see most people getting stuck. It's really hard for us to analyze what is going on. We normally just want to get it done. We don't have the patience anymore. And this is when we force things forward. But we actually need to change something at this point. If by the old methods you didn't get what you wanted or needed, trying again in the same way won't change the results, right? When we learn that everything gets better when we change something and when we start testing our strategies rather than forcing it, then things start making more sense. And I'm not talking about like a massive change in a strategy. I'm not talking about throwing loads of money at the problem and just changing all the setup and all the things you have in house or whatever. I'm talking about small changes. Just experimenting a little bit and understanding a little bit better where you're at. In case you are at this stage, I don't expect any consistency from you. I actually think you need a break with the purpose of figuring this out. So let's say that you can take a few days off the training and you can think about how to proceed. Then the things that I think you need to ask yourself is, do I need help? What are the main difficulties that you need to focus on? What is already working very well? And when you start analyzing those questions, you're going to probably find at least one, but I think you're going to find several changes that you can apply straight away, like today, to restructure your training. So basically, with a very simple exercise of just pausing a little bit, and it's a good pause, right? It's not a bad break. It's not a lazy break. Even though I don't believe lazy breaks are bad, we're not putting in bad or good categories here. It's not that. But it's just asking the questions and taking the time for yourself to kind of reevaluate several things in your training. So you can reevaluate the strategy and change things in order to get closer to your results. Feeling overwhelmed will happen, okay? And everyone can feel like that when it's training. But what you do with that is going to be the key. You can feel super overwhelmed and then throw everything out of the window and be like, I'm not going to do this anymore. Or we can be overwhelmed, take a purposed break and think about all those things. We can ask for help. We can just change, or we can force things. And if we go for this idea of forcing, probably what's going to happen is you're going to have loads of setbacks. So my main point on all this, guys, is that if you just came back from a summer holiday, how are you feeling? Are you feeling overwhelmed? Are you feeling excited to come back and train? Or are you feeling a bit guilty? How are you feeling in all this? And when you check with yourself, then think, what are my next steps here? Am I being super consistent and maybe I'm feeling a little bit overwhelmed? Should I take a break? Or am I coming back from a long holiday? I'm not being consistent at all, but I'm feeling very confident again and I would like to train some things. And I thought about this during the holiday and I realized that maybe I could have done this and this better. Maybe it's time to come back and pursue that consistency, right? So remember, consistency is amazing. Breaks are amazing as well. But the most important thing with all this is, if you're feeling overwhelmed or if you're feeling like there is too much pressure, just pause everything and just rethink everything. Because probably there is something in your strategy that we need to change. So I decided to bring this topic for you guys because I see this so often with everyone that I'm working with. Sometimes we get a little bit impatient and, oh my God, so noisy, sorry. we get a little bit impatient and we want things to move forward and then we end up applying pressure and then we have a setback. And I see this as well in myself. So when I took the pause, this is how I was feeling in my training. And then I took the pause and I felt super guilty about that. So it's kind of a reflection that doesn't come only from me, but it comes from everyone around me. And I'm pretty sure you feel like that as well. So I feel like this is something that we need to talk about. I hear so many amazing trainers and just people on Instagram saying things that just put so much pressure in people that training for separation anxiety, that it just doesn't help. So it's good when we actually, when someone gives us the just allow us to take a break or allow us to be a little bit more ourselves and allow us to feel guilty and allow us to like just have all those emotions and kind of work our way through, because it's not about not having it, it's about working our way through. This is completely normal, and if you're feeling all that, you're probably in the right direction, or you will be after this reflection. I hope this was fun for you. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I hope you really enjoyed it. And let me know by reviewing it or sending me a DM on Instagram if you liked it and what other subjects you want to hear about. I see you soon. Have fun training.